The Williamstown Film Festival returns for its 14th season for 4 days and 4 nights of cinematic bliss. Bliss, I tell you. The Williamstown Film Festival's 14th season runs October 17th through the 21st. On the schedule, 37 films, many of them premieres, a half dozen parties and events at MassMocha, the Clark Art Institute, and Images Cinema. To tell us more, we welcome Steve Lawson, the executive director of the Williamstown Film Festival, and Joe Finnegan, who is president. Is that true? Still president of the board?
Correct.
You haven't been bumped or anything?
Not yet.
President of the Williamstown Film Festival board. Gentlemen, it's a delight to have you with us as always.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Be here as always.
So what's interesting about this festival is the cool thing has always been about the Williamstown Film Festival that it was rather meandering through the month.
Yes.
And now it is very condensed, but that's great because it's all there. You can stay, you can be there for the whole thing.
Well, I think sometimes giving people a choice is not always the optimum solution. I mean, we used to be 2 weekends.
No, just tell them.
No, it's fine. Yes, my Stalin side is coming out. A little known dictatorship. No, it's just I think the 2 weekends seem nice because people got a choice. The trouble is maybe it's too much of a choice. And
yeah.
I think some of the board felt, in fact, a majority of the board felt, that maybe doing one extended time span would just concentrate the energy a little bit more and maybe make it a, quote, hotter ticket.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know, God knows many festivals in our region already do that. Woodstock, BIFF, you could name them all. And it just seems to me that it gives more of a sense of momentum building to the weekend. You start and then you more. It's almost like the action doubles every day as you go.
Now, the cool thing about this is so you'll have an event Wednesday night, which will be a short.
Bunch of shorts, old and new, kind of a sneak peek at some new ones this year.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then the Thursday night is really when you get started because that's the event that's already sold out.
That is sold
out.
That is our Stephen Hanek doc. Right.
Now, and that is called Dreamscapes. So even though it's sold out, tell us a little bit about how that came to be and why it's such a hot ticket.
Well, the director made a documentary about Christo, which we showed last year.
Yeah.
A very old friend of Stephen Hanek's. And he's been making this documentary about Stephen, well-known artist who lives in Williamstown, is on our board. For quite a while, and it shows him, at home, at work, in galleries, abroad, dealing with the famous friends like Sting and Tom Colicchio, the master chef, who is actually interviewed at length in the movie because he has Stephen's art in his restaurants. Mm. That's how they met. And so he's going to be here for the event and do a conversation with Stephen at the Mezze party afterwards, somewhat on the model of what we did with Danny Meyer last year.
It's a he's a fascinating guy, Stephen Hanek.
So he certainly is.
So I assume that the documentary would show his.
It is. It's kind of a mid-career look at him.
Yeah. You're not dead yet.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
And then you continue with events on Friday. Now, are there films running all through this or?
Oh yeah. Oh, yes. All day. I mean, Thursday, for example, we have an afternoon film, which was marvelous. It just came over the transom called The Pier. It's an Irish film, and the lead guy lives in Rhinebeck when he's not in Ireland, and he wrote it and directed it and stars, which is quite a triumph in itself. And then Friday, we sort of kick off midday with shorts, and then we have Any Day Now, which was the big Tribeca winner, marvelous film, and the director's an alumnus. He's been with us before. And it's extraordinary. It's based on a true story, but it's a fiction film about this couple who adopts without legally adopting this Down syndrome kid. And then, unfortunately, the state of California takes umbrage with that and becomes a big legal battle because his mother's in rehab, but then she wants him back, though clearly they're much more parents than she ever was. So it's a very powerful movie.
You know, Joe, when you look at the board's role in all of this, of how much because so much of it is reflective of our region, and obviously that is important. But then you also want the names, and I guess I assume that that's all a balance.
Yeah, Joe, I mean, I think we've talked about this before. It's almost like the WTF. It's the same thing. It's who's coming, and then what are the movies about, and a little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah.
There's some family fare here. There's a lot of comedy. There's a couple that'll hit you right in the heart. And then throwing the Hanek Colicchio event at everybody, and we knew that would sell out, and it sold out pretty quickly. So,
and Richard Russo's coming, who I know you're a fan of. Yes. There are many people in Williamstown, when I mentioned that, they went, oh, because they read all of his books.
Right.
They're very excited about that. And, you know, the fact is he's had a hand in adapting some of his screenplays and not others, none of his novels. So it's going to be fascinating to talk about Nobody's Fool and Empire Falls and some of the more obscure ones, and then sell his book Interventions at the Clark after the event.
Well, the brand new
driving
memoir.
Himself down all the way from Maine, which is very nice of him.
Yes.
Yeah. Great guy.
That's great. And he'll be on our show on Thursday. So we look forward to that. He's always a dear friend and always good to talk to him.
Yeah.
And then, so that's Saturday's event. And then all through this, you'll be, on Sunday, you'll still be having
events
and doing films.
We have supporting characters, a very funny New York movie. We have Circus Dreams, which is, if there's ever was a family movie, it's that. Because it's about Circus Schmirkus, which is the traveling New England, Vermont-based circus for kids.
Yeah.
And the director and two of the alumni are coming down, and they're going to do some kind of their specialty demo, like, I think, juggling and contortionism before the movie, to show what they did in the circus.
The circus demo.
The circus demo. We decided maybe the one should juggle the contortionist.
That would be fun.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so, and then when you put all this together, so we're not getting less of a festival, though, are we?
No, actually, technically, it's a little more. I mean, over the 2 weekends last year, we had 8 features and 21 shorts. This year, we have 9 features and 28 shorts.
Okay.
In a shorter period of time. So it is. It's more intense. There's no question.
That's great, and a lot of a lot to do and a lot to see. And when you look at when you try to describe what it is that you're looking for in something to program at this festival, complete that sentence.
Particularly in terms of features, because we don't do that many. We only do 9. They really have to cover the waterfront.
Yeah.
We can't have 4 searing dramas about a similar subject. And you can't have 5 frivolous buddy comedies. You've got to, like, for example, I'm sorry. If only I'd
known.
Some
people would argue with that.
If only I'd known. No, I think the idea is, like, do something you might not see at the Plex.
Right.
Or the mall. Something interesting. Something before. And it may never come out, or if it's coming out, it hasn't come out yet. You know what I mean? So you're getting the first look. Like Knuckleball, for example, is somewhat atypical film for us because we don't do a lot of sports movies. But this is basically about the history of the knuckleball, the strange pitch. You have the old-timers like Negro and Charlie Huff, Jim Bouton, who's coming, actually, for the film, which is great. But it's basically about R.A. Dickey and Tim Wakefield. And it follows them all through the 2011 season and their contrasting styles and so on. And now that Wakefield's retired, the beloved Red Sox, Dickey at the Mets is the only knuckleballer left playing in baseball, which is remarkable. And he just had an incredible season.
120 games possible.
Yeah.
Might win the Cy Young.
Cy Young, yep.
That's fun. I hope that one's going to bring us sort of a new audience who are baseball fans or Wakefield fans or whatever, because, as I say, we have not been known for showing a lot of movies about sports in the past.
Yeah.
And I think that always has appeal.
I was looking at, watching some of the trailers of the films that you're showing. One of them was Gaby.
Yes.
It seemed, here again, very, very serious and yet, but hilariously funny.
Treated
from what I saw.
Comically.
Yes.
I mean, it's this straight woman and the gay guy who were friends in college, and way back they promised someday they'd have a baby together. And now their careers are going nowhere, so out of sheer desperation to spark up their lives, they decide to have that baby. And, of course, all their friends erect innumerable obstacles. They think it's a terrible idea. So this unlikely couple is having sex to have a baby. Very fun. And the nice thing is the two leads, and she's coming up, Jen, were both young actors at WTF a few years ago.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so there is a connection. And the other film that day, Arcadia, the director, Olivia Silver, is a Williams graduate. So we have a number of local connections, and then Jim Bouton, as you mentioned. You know what I mean?
So do you look for that, or is that just coincidence?
It's always nice when it happens. We don't make a fetish of it, but I think now that we've made it to 14, God help us, I think, you know, we have, it only seems like 40, but, you know.
He's going to get his driver's license in 2 years.
Yeah, that's good.
I am?
Oh. Yeah, and you can say it later, and your allowance will grow.
But I think we've reached the point where, you know, people are coming back from a few years ago. Like our Reeve Award winner for Best Short last year had been here 7 years before that.
Mm.
And Olivia's film is actually based on her short film that we did 3 years ago. Same subject, but now it's full length. What I mean?
So you get to see this artistic growth, which is
I think
very
so,
special.
And you do see it. Because at first I said, I don't see how this short becomes a feature, but she showed us how.
And Joe, speak to the fact that of what Steve just said, which I find interesting in that, you made it to 14. And so many festivals drop by the wayside. So many festivals come and go, and they struggle. And yet, in your opinion, of getting to 14, are there ingredients to that? And ultimately, what do you think that – and with that said, is it always a fight then to get to 15, 16, and 17?
Well, I think the key for the board has talked about it. Steve's been there, and it's why do people go to the movies when you can watch them on your phone or on your iPad? And what happens at Williamstown, my first year going to the festival, we've only lived there for 6 years, I met Brad Silberling, and Brad wound up telling us the story about how he made the movie 10 Items or Less based on making his first movie, which was Moonlight Mile. When you hear somebody tell you the story behind the story, it changes the way you see the film, how you think about it, and I'm still talking about that. And that's what we try and do for every film. What you can't do on your iPad or on your phone is you're not going to hear from somebody who's been involved in the film. So Steve has made a point of getting people, and when he can't get them physically here, we're Skyping in two people this year, so people get to hear where did it come from, especially when somebody takes a 10, 15 minutes short and turns it into a 90-minute film.
If you don't have the stories, you're just seeing a movie, no matter how good. You know, we can all do that. That's easy. You pay $10 and you go to a movie, but you don't get the Q&A. You don't get the talk. 3 years ago, we were going to open with Precious, that wonderful film.
Right.
Then the studio just couldn't guarantee anybody could come from the film. And so I, with great reluctance, dropped it because we're just going to show the movie.
Right.
It's sad when you have to make that kind of decision, but having the artist there is what we're known for.
And the how many? So I assume you see the film first before you know the story, right?
Sometimes it's both ways.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do know the story.
You know the story, and
you know, remember
you say,
we get lots of submissions, of course.
Sure.
But also this year we really started covering the festival circuit better. Joe went to Toronto. Sandra went to Maryland and Sedona and True False.
And we both and
I went to Sundance. Several of us went to Tribeca. So I think we really beat the bushes and got a sense of what was out there, as opposed to thinking, gosh, we missed a lot of good movies.
And do you worry then at all, does this come into it in the marketing of it, of what Meyer is doing at Woodstock or what they're doing at BIFF?
I don't think so. I mean, Mira and I always see each other at Sundance. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Because we see each other there more than here.
Well, you're always on this show together.
Well,
so
I know. And we always do the Sundance prep, right? It's
right.
Hysterical. But she always goes for the first half and I go for the second half.
Yes.
So it's fine. We sort of meet at the airport.
Trade the baton and keep going.
No, but it's interesting because I believe we have three features in common this year. We almost always do. We have, I guess, somewhat similar taste and features.
Yeah.
She's doing Gaby. She's doing Arcadia. She's doing Any Day Now. You know what I mean? And in fact, it was very funny. Travis Fine, the director of Any Day Now, who we're Skyping in, he called me last week. He said, I think I can come up physically and then rush back. I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, I'm at Woodstock. I could come up and do the afternoon movie at Williamstown. I said, we're next weekend. So even filmmakers get in the festival shuffle. You know what I mean? Where are we?
Where are we? Let's check the date book. If only they had an app for that.
Yes.
When it's all said and done, it'll be, as you say, 4 days, 4 nights, and a lot of fun.
Yes, I think so.
Excellent. There's still plenty for us to do, though, right? A couple things sold out, but there's still plenty for us to take part in.
Yes, there's I think there's 15 ticketed events, which is pretty exciting.
You can find out more information by going to WilliamstownFilmFest.com, WilliamstownFilmFest.com. You can call the number 413-458-9900, 413-458-9900 to find out more information about the events. And it will be wonderful. Steve Lawson, Joe Finnegan, I thank you very much for being with us, sharing your time, and have a wonderful festival.
Hey, thanks, Joe.
Thanks,
it's always
Joe.
Great to be here.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Coming up next, remember the wife of Senator Arlen Specter. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.